Welcome to Shomar Shavuot. The Daf Shir is sponsored by Nishma Sarim Yaakov Shalom Le'ab Asitzchok. We're holding a Ksuvah's Daf Kuvdalet. The Gemara in Daf says that Bishas Pti Rosh Hashanah Rebbe, when Rebbe was Nifter, Zokav Esetz Bo Yusuf Klavei Malai, picked up his 10 figures towards Shemaim. Omer Riboyne Shiloilom Galui V'yadua Lefanecho. You know Hashem, Shiagati Be'esetz Bo Yusuf B'toiro. I worked hard in the Torah with my 10 fingers. I did not enjoy this world even with a small finger. And he asked for Shalom, and the Baskel came out and said, Shalom, it's a lot of Torah discussed of this Gemara. What is a 10 finger specifically? What's the Etzba Ketana they're referring to? And the Psukim. But we'll focus here on one thing. The Gemara of the Zohar Daf Yud Aleph says on the Pasuk, talking to Rivka. It says, Rebbe and Taninus, the big guy who learned Torah by Rebbe, they had food, very expensive food in those days. They had in winter, summer, Rebbe was extremely rich. Says Taisis of the Zohar. But we just learned over here, Rebbe said he didn't enjoy this world. So what does it mean that Rebbe has in his house so much food? Says Taisis, he did not enjoy the world. But Oichli Shulchano Hayu Rabbi, meaning he had many guests. They enjoyed the delicious food that he brought to the table, even though he himself did not enjoy the world. That's what Taisis says. Meaning Taisis learns that Rebbe was really Purush Minyon Yolam Hazi. He was rich, but he did not enjoy this world at all. And so also learns that Tzlach over here, that Tzlach, which is the last and final Tzlach on Meseches Ksuvis, he goes to say, is Bechudish Dekshita, that when it says, Pas Vamelech Toicha, Mai Mesura Tishte, a person has to have a very simple life at Torah. That's only in the beginning of learning Torah. But after a person became a Tabichachim, then he can enjoy the Oilu Mazim. But Rebbe was unique, that even after he became a Tabichachim, he still did not enjoy this Oilu Mazim, meaning that Tzlach goes to the same sheet of Taisis, the Rebbe was Parush. But many of the Achronim learned differently. And they learned that Rebbe and Echanami did enjoy Olam Hazeh. And he was very rich and he had all the good stuff of Olam Hazeh. So what's the Pshat that the Rebbe says at Loine and Nese, did not enjoy this world? But the Pshat is like this. The Shulchan Aruch in Orech Chaim Simen Reish Lamed Aleph says that everything a person does should be L'Shem Shemaim. It's a whole Simen. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you should know that whatever you do, you enjoy the world, you eat, you drink, anything that you benefit from the world, even Tashmish, a person should do it L'Shem Shemaim, with the mindset that he's doing it for Hashem. And you always should have in mind, whatever I'm doing, I'm eating, I'm drinking, why am I doing that? To be stronger, to avoid this Hashem. To use this world for avoidance Hashem, for the avoidance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Shulchan Aruch concludes and says, a person works this way, so he is Oivit is Boira Tomit. So then the whole time he's Oivit Hashem. When he's eating, when he's drinking, when he's sleeping, whatever he's doing the Shem Shemaim. So he's always Oivit Hashem. Zog the Bira girl there when he speaks about Tashmish, says the Goyen, the Makor is Rebbe over here in our Sugya. Rebbe says that did not enjoy this world. So says the Goyen, when the Goyen refers to not that he enjoyed the world at all, but when he enjoyed the world, it was all the Shem Shemaim. It's all for Ratzon Hashem. So that's not considered to be enjoying the world. And he brings a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that speaks about Yoshio HaMelech, who's a big tzaddik. And it says, "Ochal v'shasa v'oso mishpat u'tzedaka os toivloi." He did everything for the right reason. So then it's good for him. That's the idea that Rebbe says, I didn't enjoy the world. And so says the Chasam Sefer over here. And he says, that's the pshat on Gemara, the Rebbe picked up his finger towards up to Shemaim. To say, whatever I did it l'mala for Hashem. Not that he enjoyed the world, but he enjoyed the world for the purpose of Hashem. And so says of Tzadik HaKoyen in Kundris Eisa Oichel, which is printed at the end of the Pre-Tzadik on Bereshis. And he says, a person can enjoy kol ma'adonei olam, and if everything in the world, and he still considered to be not enjoying olam hazeh, like Rebbe. And Tzadik concludes with his Ivorit, that it says in the Gemara in Merabroches, that says, Hashem 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 V'Horot HaSal HaNei Odom. There's another pasuk that says, "Hashem ha'artzum loya." So the Gemara says, "Kan lifnei brocha, kan la'achar brocha." So a simple understanding of the Gemara, the Rashi says, is before brocha, the whole world is of Hashem. Once a person does a bracha, then a shamay shayim la Hashem, then you divide it. But Rabbi Tzadik says, no, the pshat is the opposite. Before you do a bracha, the shamay belongs to Hashem, the orange belong to Bnei Adam, there's no connection between them. But when a person does a bracha, means he makes everything l'shem shamayim. He elevates this world to be also l'Hashem. He makes l'Hashem l'aretzum loyim. And that's what Rebbe did. Rebbe took the entire hanois and in benefits of this world and made l'shem shamayim, so he did not enjoy olam hazeh. That's the biggest smile. That's the smile that Rebbe says over here before his p'tiro. I took the olam hazeh and I was mekadesh as olam hazeh, elevating here up to above. Anyone wants to join the Shor Machshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.